Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So there has been quite a battle between Cancer Alliance and the Department of Health in Gauteng, and the one accusing the other of not necessarily doing what they have to do and losing a million set aside for not treating cancer patients. We'll try and get a better understanding of this particular story. Salome Meyer is a director of Cancer Alliance. Thank you so much for making time. Ms. Meyer, good evening and welcome.
And thank you kindly for the time that you've allocated to us.
So we really need to get an understanding of what exactly is it that the Department of Gauteng has not done. So there was money allocated for cancer treatment. What happened then? Because from our understanding, there are portions of that money that was used, but not quite satisfactory, according to you.
So 784 million rand was set aside last year in March by the Treasury Department of the Gauteng province. And of that 784 million rand, they indicated that 250 million rand was allocated for the outsourcing of radiation oncology services for the backlog patients. Mm. Let us be clear, backlog refers to 3,000 patients that have been on a backlog list for some of them more than 3 years. Mm. And if you actually just take 3,000 rand and divide that into 250 million, you will get to the amount of close to 84,000 rand per patient, meaning that was enough money to actually treat all of those patients in the private sector. Mm. However, what has happened is on the 30th of April this year, only this year, meaning a year later, the Department of Health allocated a tender for 250 million rand for one aspect only of radiation treatment services, which is the planning services. This is irrational, because what we're saying is that you can treat all patients in an integrated service delivery platform with 250 million. You don't have to spend 250 million on one aspect only.
Sure. They obviously did not respond to this. They said, you know, they released a statement saying that they're going to be challenging all of this. Have you been engaging, obviously, and what's the sense of how they want to respond behind closed doors? Have you been having those meetings with them?
We have had meetings with the Gauteng Department of Health for, I want to say to you, for many years, where we've tried to negotiate, where we've tried to be in meetings with them, and then all of a sudden everything was ended by the Department of Health. And then after that, they advertised the tender and nothing, no more. So at the moment, we have got no other way of actually expressing the need to attend to this cancer crisis. And we're doing this on behalf of people that are living in hope. Hope that I can live. Hope that I have a future.
What's your sense of why they're sort of treating this case in this way? Just, you know, what's the sense of why this is going on the way that it is?
I actually do not, I do not have any sense in terms of why they're treating it this way. Mm. All that I can say for me individually as a person, I think it is a disregard and a disrespect of the value of people's lives and cancer patients' lives. And it is then therefore, you know, that we ask the question, and it's rather then that we need to refer to the lived experience of people who have been affected by this. We have a patient, Tato Manshaw, who made a very, very compelling plea to the president of the country to say, please intervene. I've been waiting for 4 years. I haven't had any communication from the Gauteng Department of Health. So when we as the Cancer Alliance are making this plea, we're doing it on behalf of 3,000 patients that are, in a way, we don't know about them.
You know, obviously, as I said, they want to appeal all of this, which, you know, I don't know, if, you know, how long then will that take for that to be resolved rather than sitting around the table, getting it all done? What would, ideally for you, what would you like to see happen?
Well, first of all, I think what we need to, and what we are asking in our papers is that we are asking for the backlog list to be updated, because we suspect that that backlog list is no longer, if I want to say relevant, it means that it's applicable in the sense that 3,000 patients are, there's many of those patients that actually will no longer require any further treatment or who have passed away. There are many patients that will actually have been re-diagnosed with further cancers and that would require systemic treatment that would in actual fact cost the system more money. And we then suspect that only a third of those patients would actually really require radiation treatment. And therefore, once you have a quantum of what you're talking about in terms of 3,000 patients on a backlog list, we can then start determining what are we talking about and where are we going with this. And that's one of the aspects that we are asking for in our court case, is that backlog list is in fact be re-evaluated, and that we also put aside 250 million that is being awarded specifically only for planning services when we don't know where and how you're going to treat other services. And let me also say to you, we know that the Department of Health, Gauteng, have advertised another contract, and that is a couple of days after they have been served with the court papers. They disingenuously actually advertised a new contract for radiation oncology services. And this is only to literally say, oh, look, we are actually dealing with a problem.
Sure.
But we have been asking you to deal with this problem for many years, and you haven't done it.
Quite disheartening. Salima Meyer, thank you so much for making time for us and for clarifying all of that for us. We'll keep an eye on the story. We will keep asking the department to also, you know, give us their side of the story. They said nope. The statement that they've released is enough, and they will at some point, you know, give us their side of the story. But they do want to challenge this court application. So, Director of Cancer Alliance, Salima Meyer, thank you so much for your time.
You missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.